I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Burt's Bay Venture 2024. We are broadcasting live from Disney World. We have spent some glorious days here at all the parks. And the Burt's Bay Venture staff forwarded to us a donation that they got just a couple days ago. And I wanted to give Jennifer B. a shout out because she said, saw you during the February 2024 trip. So she saw us in the park. And we are, we're hard to miss with our matching t-shirts. Like, we make a scene at the park.
Yeah, and we're not subtle.
No.
At all. We're like a rolling party. And we always meet a lot of virtual listeners that happen to be here because it's on, what's it called?
Princess Marathon.
Marathon weekend also.
Yeah, so Jennifer B. sent us a donation, said, saw you during the February 2024 trip. Love what you're doing. And she made a donation just because she saw some Burt's Big Adventure Sweet. T-shirts throughout the park. So
awesome.
I encourage you to check out the photos at burtsbigadventure.org. I mean, they captured so many magical moments. And if you have made a donation to Burt's Big Adventure, you can tell, like, when you look at those photos and you see those smiles, that's not from us, that's from you. So thank you so much. Again, you can text Burt, B-E-R-T, to 50155 or donate at burtsbigadventure.org and be awesome like Jennifer B.
I'm still so confused by Journey and her sisters. Even days later, I've been doing this 21 years, and it's the first time in two different decades of trips, that I have offered to take the girls on a shopping spree, and they've said, no thanks. I'm still reeling on how that even happened. Journey, why would you say no, you didn't want any money spent on you on a shopping spree?
Because I already went shopping.
Oh, she already went shopping.
We've been over this.
Dang, already took care of that.
More is not always more. I took Journey for a little shopping trip while her family was on the Avatar ride, and I got her a little bracelet and some gummies, and she was a happy camper.
She was. But she picked up on it pretty good as soon as we walked in the store. All of a sudden, she's, okay, the shopping spree thing is pretty cool.
You're going to put me in front of it. I'm going to take something.
Yeah, 100%. So this is Journey and her dad, Jerry, and Toya, and Naya, and Jay. Jerry, I caught a couple of different times trying to get, like, sleep, like, naps in 2 or 3 minutes, sending all the girls on the ride so he could get some REM sleep.
That's right.
How you feeling?
Great. The more the merrier, but I appreciate the experience. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Extravagant.
You guys have had an awesome time?
Definitely.
Toya?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great time.
I like the word extravagant.
Yes.
We're a little excessive.
It's okay. It's the Burt Show.
Journey is such a rock star, and like everything she does, everything, just the way she moves, there's just so much confidence there. And I'm wondering if that kind of confidence comes from what she's had to go through, do you think? Or was she just born with that, do you think?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even in the hospital, she was teaching the older kids how to, you know, swallow pills and everything.
Really?
At her age, so She got a lot of experience ahead of her.
She definitely set the stage for what we should expect from her when she got out that limo with the shades. She kept that energy the entire trip.
She had Riz the entire trip. Yes. When she was on stage at the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, I mean, it was just epic.
And it stayed that way throughout the entire trip. So I had the pleasure of getting to hang out with your family for our second day when we were bopping around some of the parks. And let me tell you, Journey will come for your neck. We were watching the parade, and the Little Mermaid float goes by, and Journey just looks at Ariel, the Little Mermaid, flipping her fins, and she goes, "Mom, that's not the real Ariel. Look, you can see her knees." Of course I wouldn't send Ariel out to Disney World. She's got legs.
Called it out immediately, man. That's what we're talking about, attitude right there. So we ask a family member every year, a Burt's Big Adventure family member, to write whatever you want. Could be to your child, your Burt's Big Adventure child. It could be about the trip. Just free flowing, if you want. So who wants to read? Who's written and who wants to read?
I have it.
Okay, this is Toya.
And it's just a letter to Journey. Okay. Sweet baby Journey. One thing I knew for sure while I carried you in my tummy is that your name, it was going to be Journey all along. And here I thought the name Journey resonated so well with my spirit was because all I was going through while carrying you. I now know I was wrong. And it's because you, my sweet baby girl, was going to be experiencing a journey of your own. And as true as that may be, I want you to know that you're never alone in this fight. Your family is walking every step of the way with you. And you have to be the bravest person that I know. And I want you to know that we're brave as well in more ways than you know. And one thing that we've learned through this journey is that even though the circumstances of life are sometimes mean and unfair, God is still good.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You. Welcome to Burt's Big Adventure. You know what I say? This is not just a trip. Now you're part of our family.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see you guys at reunions.
What did you call Burt? What's his name?
Grandpa.
Well, then we won't see you at the reunion. That's fine also. It's Burt's Big Adventure.
The Burt Show.